This is Today in Nursing Leadership, a podcast from the American Organization for Nursing Leadership. I'm Bill Klaproth, and with me is Joel Areola Coleman RS. He is the administrator of the Office of Public Health Nursing Services at South Dakota Department of Health. And we also have Shannon Mucko, nurse manager with the Office of Public Health Nursing Services for South Dakota Department of Health, as we talk about transition to nurse manager practice, exploring how South Dakota is building tomorrow's nurse leaders through their transition to practice journey. Shannon and Joel, welcome.
Hey, Bill. Thank you so much for having us. We're very excited to be here with you today.
Yeah, thank you, Bill. It's our pleasure to be here.
Yeah, great to talk to both of you and find out what's going on in South Dakota. We love it. So, Shannon, let me start with you. What inspired your organization to select the Transition to Practice Program, or TTP, and what outcomes were you hoping to achieve?
What had initially inspired us to select the TTP was we had recently launched our Nursing Governance Council and Public Health Nursing Services, and we had identified a need for training that was geared towards today's nurse leaders, and we felt like the ANL program met a lot of those needs for us. We liked that it was designed to assist new nurse leaders with professional development that use evidence-based content. The TTP also focused on key concepts that would allow ourselves and our staff to build knowledge, competencies, and competence that supported our current public health managers, as well as our field staff that we had selected to be on our Nursing Governance Council. As a manager, I feel like this course has really allowed me to build upon my current leadership skills, as well as to share my experiences with others. It's allowed me to also take some time to do some self-evaluation to identify opportunities for myself and for those that are in the course to kind of identify ways that they can grow themselves both personally and professionally. The course has really been beneficial as we are trying to establish more of a formal training platform for our staff as we kind of move forward with onboarding our Nursing Governance Council. It definitely helps to support the development of our staff and the direction in which we're going. I kind of feel like as far as for our nurses, it's been an interesting experience for them, I would say, because a lot of the concepts that they're talking about in the course, they haven't necessarily been exposed to because it's outside of their normal day-to-day. So that's been great, pushing them outside of their boundaries a little bit and thinking through some of those challenges that you may face in that leadership role. So I think that's been really wonderful for them to be able to have that. It's also helping to prepare them to help us build a stronger workforce as well. So ultimately, I feel like our outcome that we're hoping to achieve here is just to help us to build a stronger workforce and to strengthen our structure even more with the public health nursing services.
No, that's perfect. Shannon brings up some excellent points here. I came to the organization a few years ago, external to the agency, and I observed that we had a fragmented approach to the leadership development, and we weren't doing the best job that we could with developing our workforce to meet the needs in those leadership roles and capacities. So when we looked at what can we source or where can we go to turn to for this body of knowledge that we're seeking, the AONL was a natural fit. And the fact that they had a course that's already been designed by industry experts to help meet some of those leadership needs for a new manager was a no-brainer for us to align and partner and source this content so that we can get this development in front of our nurse managers. I think ultimately the outcome that we're looking to achieve is to build, because we have multiple folks in this course, not just our formal HR designated nurse managers. We also have our Nursing Governance Council in this course, and we plan to implement it into our long-term strategy in terms of the nurses that we put in this course as we build that leadership bench in the future, not only for the NGC Council pipeline, but also for like our nurse team leads and our formal nursing manager positions. What we hope to achieve is just expanding their perspectives to take them out of their frontline mentality, to expose them to the content of what a manager's role needs to deal with, has to deal with, is dealing with in that actual capacity, and get those collateral perspectives from the frontline staff all the way through our managers And I think the more overlap we have in perspective, the more synergistically that we can work. So to summarize, I think the overall outcome that we're looking to achieve is just to expand those collateral relationships between our frontline staff, our governance council, and our managers so that we can work more efficiently together.
Well, expanding perspectives always important. So thank you for sharing that, Joel. And then as Shannon said, building a stronger nursing workforce is always important. And so happy that the program is working for you. So Joel, let me ask you this. How did you approach implementing TTP and what made it successful in your particular setting?
Right now, we're in the midst of having our first cohort go through the course right now. I think what made it easy to implement was just the facilitation from the staff, from Alicia at the AONL, their willingness to answer our questions around the content, the delivery, and implementing it right now. I think they're in their third session out of five, I believe. And we're already getting a lot of positive feedback on the perspective enhancing that it's doing for some of our nurses who have never been in any other role other than a frontline nursing perspective. And now they're bridging into that leadership development with their participation on our Nurse Governance Council. Also from our tenured managers, we've gotten a lot of good feedback about different aspects of that nurse manager role that they maybe weren't exposed to in the past or have factored into their developmental needs that we now are clearly taking some steps to articulate what those needs are and how we can meet them. So I know it's going to be a success because we are going to get that increased perspective from our managers and our staff serving on the governance council. So we look forward to actually getting that data back from the post-assessments also and have that documented. But Shannon, anything that you can think of from your perspective on that one?
Yeah, I would agree with Joel. It definitely has helped to increase their perspective and definitely opening them up to the new concepts and the pushing them outside their comfort zone, which is always great because that's the only way that we're going to learn is to get a little uncomfortable sometimes, right? So many of them, like Joel had shared, was we've gotten really great positive feedback from them attending the course. They've really enjoyed the content and the discussions, and being able to learn from other leaders in the industry, I think, is really important. The other thing that I feel like that has made this very successful for us in our setting is that we definitely are making this a deliberate effort and allowing them the time to be able to complete the course, to equip them with the skills so they can be successful in their roles as we're kind of helping to support them as building them as leaders. So I think the other thing that's really been helpful too is that we definitely have very supportive leadership that's supporting the vision and the direction that we're going in public health nursing. And that has made a huge difference with helping us to implement this change. And as we're building our capacity and helping to bring on more trainings for our staff for professional development.
Well, supportive leadership, always very, very important. So you mentioned that you're getting positive feedback, Shannon. Let me ask you this. Any other results or positive improvements that you've observed within your teams or organizations since completing TTP facilitation?
So, I mean, we're definitely seeing some changes in our staff, like day to day, as far as feeling more empowered and competent to tackle some things that sometimes they would have maybe have not been maybe so willing to take on some of those things. And they're being more deliberate, like understanding the bigger picture, asking the great questions that they need to know to understand that as you're a leader, you have to evaluate your whole structure, right? So when you're implementing changes, like what does that look like? How does that ripple effect happen? Is it going up? Is it going down? Where is it going? So I think that's been a nice outcome that we've been seeing already is them just kind of being able to understand like, hey, yeah, we want to make change just as badly as you do, but change takes time. And so I think that's helped too in them kind of understanding as a leader, you have to evaluate everything, not just one task, but how and where does that task impact other individuals within our organization, our clients, our staff in the programs.
Right. So then Joel, let me ask you this. What key insights or lessons from your experience would you share with other organizations considering this program?
I would say don't hesitate to look into the content and don't be afraid to take it on and bring it on and put it in front of your staff. For us, public health is a very unique environment. And I know that the course is mainly geared towards the hospital industry, inpatient setting, But there's a lot of lessons that are very relevant that translate across sectors. So no matter where you're operating as a nurse or as a nurse manager or as a nurse leader, whether formally or informally, the lessons and the content, the spirit of those things apply in multiple settings. So to me, you're never going to find a one-size-fits-all sort of situation where everything's spelled out for you. And I think sometimes in nursing, we can be a little bit prescriptive and want an exact answer to an exact question, or we want the question framed out. And as I've learned in 20 years of management and leadership, is that everything is often just gray and ill-defined. So this content, I think, is very translatable regardless of your setting, whether it's acute care, inpatient, or in our case, public health, it applies. So don't be afraid to source it, take it. And we did have that disclaimer with the staff where we said, hey, not everything's going to be relevant to you. Not everything's going to apply, but you can take the core themes and elements out of it and think about how it could apply or how it can equip you to deal with some of the situations that we deal with in our unique setting.
So don't hesitate. You just got to do it. I like it. That's a good message. So Shannon, how do you see TTP contributing to your future nurse leader development strategy?
Yeah, we definitely foresee that TTP will continue to support our nursing leadership development within public health nursing services. The course has a lot of great content within it to support current leaders, as well as those that are aspiring to be in leadership roles. And oftentimes that's kind of a struggle that we have found, you know what I mean, is how do we support our nurse leaders as they transition to these new roles? So this course definitely has value to it to help with that transition from that frontline nurse to that nurse manager. These are definitely separate skills, and it does take time to build those skills. And oftentimes most of us, myself, to just say that, quite frankly, is we got these roles through promotional opportunities, you know what I mean? And oftentimes we just don't get that opportunity to build those skills as a manager, and you're kind of learning those as you go along, which is great. A lot of times we learn quite a bit through failure, but we like to have more wins than failure. So it's definitely sometimes a learning curve. So this definitely helps to support that learning that we need to do as leaders. As far as what I've really enjoyed as far as the course goes is just being able to reflect on my own personal and professional goals as a leader, and then developing myself to identify those opportunities for growth. I think that's always important for people to do some of that self-reflection. And that's why one of the things that I like about this course, so I feel like it's something that we'll continue to use. Joel, do you have anything more to add to that?
I think you hit it spot on. It's going to be a continual part of our strategy. The content's vetted, curated by an organization that we can trust. And we know that the topics, the themes will be always well aligned. And sometimes you just need that continuity and that ability to continue to develop that bench of leaders. So for us, it's going to be a long-term part of our strategy, not only for our formal managers, but also for our Nursing Governance Council to sit in on this training, and also for those aspiring to serve on the council or those aspiring to be a formal leader, or even those that we identify in our own succession planning efforts as folks that have the capability or the skill set to succeed as a manager in the future, even though it may not be immediately due to, you know, organizational design and constraints there with the actual structures and what vacancies we may have. But I think the development that they would get from the course also helps fill that satisfaction that an employee gets from knowing that their organization is willing to invest in them. So we definitely see the TTP and the AONL as being part of our embedded future nurse leader development strategy for the foreseeable future.
Well, I want to thank you both for this great discussion about the TTP program. Before we end, I'd love to get final thoughts from each of you. Shannon, how about you? Anything else you'd like to add?
I would just say exactly what Joel had mentioned, you know what I mean? Don't hesitate to develop your leaders, because it is really important that you make this an intentional and not something that you're just kind of trying to do on the side, because it's oftentimes there's never going to be a perfect time, but it is really important to support your leadership staff and your leaders in the organization so they can grow the skills that they need, because that'll only make your organization and your workforce that much stronger.
I think you're spot on also there. I feel as leaders, we owe it to the staff as nursing leaders to make sure that they're prepared to step into those roles. We shouldn't wait until they have to step into the role to then watch them flounder and then come in with strategies to shore them up after we've clearly seen where they're struggling. We should preemptively know that a great nurse doesn't always necessarily translate to a great manager, but there's no reason why you can't prepare them ahead of time. Often a great nurse will be selected based on their clinical skills or their bedside manner or their just performance as a nurse. But as you know, when you step into management, it is a whole different ballgame. There's a people aspect. There's a financial aspect of it. I think that's sometimes where we failed our workforce in the past is by not preemptively putting some sort of safeguard or some sort of development in their path to make that transition a little bit smoother. They're not going to be always 100% equipped, but you can kind of help mitigate some of those bumps that we've learned ourselves through the course of forced development when you have to step into a role or when you've been assigned a role because we didn't think about this aspect beforehand. So I would definitely say, you know, be more proactive with it. For us, that's something that in public health, we're trying to be more intentional with is making sure that the workforce is prepared to meet those future needs. And one thing that we joke around with is that the only thing that we can guarantee for the future is that change will be present and change will be constant. So how do you prepare someone to deal with change? I think is being a little bit more deliberate with their skill set, with their development, and making sure that they're more resilient or that they're equipped and have a good toolbox to pull from when they're faced with those challenges in the immediate future.
Really good thoughts, Joel. You're right. Great nurses don't always make great nurse managers. That's why you have to train them. So really good thoughts on that. Joel, is there anything else you want to add before we wrap up?
I would, again, encourage anyone interested in leadership development, if you don't want to reinvent the wheel, I think this is a great course that covers a lot of content that is very translatable in any setting that you can draw on the core knowledge from to help equip your managers and your workforce to help you meet those needs from an organizational perspective. So yeah, I would definitely encourage folks to reach out to the contacts. And if they have any questions, you know, definitely don't be afraid to ask. That's how we started, was just with a lot of question asking and looking to see what could meet our need. And we're very grateful that we found an organization that has this need already framed out and that we can take it and apply it in our context in public health.
Yep, very well said. Well, Shannon and Joel, thank you very much for your time today. I really appreciate it. Thank you again.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Bill.
You bet. And once again, that is Joel Areola Colmenares and Shannon Mucko. And contact Alicia Adams, Director of Education Partnerships at AONL, to explore how this program can support your nurse leaders. And if you found this podcast helpful, please share it on your social channels and check out the full podcast library for topics of interest to you. This is Today in Nursing Leadership. Thanks for listening.